This is the Rob Anybody and Dawn Show. Not Rob Anyone and Dawn, or Rob Everyone and Dawn. And apparently, it's most definitely not the Rob, Brandon, Kyle, and Dawn Show. How considerate. And now, back to Rad Radio.
All right, the show of misinformation continues. We can't get boxer names right or country bands right. Now we want to thank this Brandon for emailing us, rad@radradio.com, and spreading disinformation. We're talking about sparkling waters, how they're exploding, right? You got the probiotics, the flavors, and all that. He says, I just wanted to say, which is another way of saying, just so you know. I just wanted to say, I recently found out that LaCroix is pronounced Lacrosse. You may have found that out because, I will grant you, that is all over the internet. Many influencers have gone viral, including a guy I just watched who claims to be from some beverage council who keeps calling it our soda. It was invented in Lacrosse, Michigan, Wisconsin, wherever the hell that is. And he goes on to say it's pronounced Lacrosse, which is great. That's wonderful. If you go to the official LaCroix website, they will tell you it is pronounced LaCroix. So I'm going to go with the company.
Yeah, all right. Same.
Now, there is the possibility that the company, because I don't know, I didn't go to their website. I don't care that much. I did go to their website. I didn't look into, is it a U.S. only? Because, you know, they can control whether or not you hit the domain based on your GPS and all that. Is it a U.S. only thing? And maybe it is supposed to be pronounced LaCrosse, but maybe they're doing that thing that IKEA has done, that Adidas has done, where those two words are not supposed to be pronounced the way they're pronounced. It's Adidas, not Adidas. But they just gave in. They tried to get us to say Adidas back in the late 80s, early 90s. No, we all went, no, we're not going to do that.
Terrible.
And so they just gave in. So maybe that's what LaCroix/LaCrosse is doing. I have no idea.
But it is
like LaCroix here.
What's IKEA?
I don't even remember. I just know it's nowhere close to IKEA. It's not even IKEA.
It's not IKEA?
It's like something else weird, I think. I don't know. I don't want to research anymore today.
But let's give out more misinformation.
Let's do it.
Well, this guy did it. At least we correct our record. Yeah. This guy, oh, you know what? That stuff's pronounced LaCrosse. And everything like, really? If you're watching us on Rad TV, members.radradio.com, after we play the pressure cooker, you will get the Dogwoods Resort canine cam.
Oh, the big little puppies.
During commercial breaks, you usually get the sights and sounds behind the scenes. Not this time. Instead, what do they get, Brando?
We have footage from the foreign land of Kauai, Hawaii.
Oh, yes.
A maggot shares footage of different animals on the island, including a 9-year-old pit bull Rhodesian Ridgeback mix named Biggie Smalls playing
cute.
On the beach. We got some island cows getting fed some treats.
Yo.
And turtles are taking a break from the surf on the beach of Honolulu.
Turtles on the canine cam.
Great.
As you can see, any animals are welcome. Horizontally recorded, email us rad@radradio.com. Let's do the pressure cooker.
Pressure cooker.
We've got a pair of tickets for you to see George Lopez on Saturday, September 21st. That's at Hard Rock Live. You're qualified for the grand prize drawing this Friday morning to be upgraded to the front row. Caller 18. Hello, Olivia.
Good morning, Rad.
Morning.
Here's how this works. Your timer begins when I finish reading the first question, which is true or false. So you got a 50-50 shot. You get that one right, and then four more to win. You can pass any questions you want. We'll do a recap when we're done to give you your answers and everyone playing along. The score, is that right? I don't know. Score and answers.
Sounds good.
Twist it, whatever.
Yeah.
LaCroix, LaCrosse, who cares? and I got to take the first thing you say. So if you say LaCroix and then you say LaCrosse, I have to take LaCroix as your answer. Do you have any questions?
No.
All right, good luck.
Say Logan and then you say Jake. I have to take Logan. If you take Nitty Gritty Group Band, then Pirates of the Mississippi, I have to take
Nitty Gritty. Oh, my.
Everybody understand?
Oof.
True or false? Yesterday was Cinco de Mayo.
True.
Name one of the two Major League Baseball teams with the fewest wins this season.
The Dodgers.
Who is oldest, George Lopez, Salma Hayek, or Mark Consuelos?
George Lopez.
What is the capital city of Delaware?
Omaha.
In Spanish, the word baño means what?
Bathroom.
On the periodic table, what does HG stand for?
Hydrogen.
No. Right, I don't want to showbiz myself, but hydrogen just H. But okay, that was six questions.
You only need five.
Right? I didn't give up more misinformation. Hydrogen, H2O. Hydrogen. It's just H. Yeah. All right, let's see how she did. True or false? Yesterday was Cinco de Mayo. She said that is true. Cinco de Mayo yesterday, giving away George Lopez yesterday. Could we be more culturally diverse?
And it is also true that H is the symbol for hydrogen.
Thank God. Yes. Which Major League Baseball team has the fewest wins this season? She chose the best team in Major League Baseball and said the Los Angeles Dodgers. But hey.
Well, I always feel it might be safe to say the A's.
She said a team, at least. Mm-hmm. The A's would be smart if you're not paying attention, because the A's are actually doing phenomenally well for what they were expected.
Wow.
Right. 2.5 games out of first, only one game below 500. We'll talk more about this in an hour on the Mixed Picks Sports Show. It's not going to last. As we talk about with Steve Mickelson and I, every morning at 10 a.m. we do the show. You can get it on Rad TV, members.radradio.com, the Rad Radio app, and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM at 890 a.m. It wouldn't matter if the A's were in first place. Come the All-Star break, they're going to trade everybody away.
No.
Because owner John Fisher hates you, Oakland.
Oh.
But they shouldn't be anywhere near where they are right now. So that would be an uneducated guess based on how they've been over the last few years. But there are two teams that have played 34 games in baseball this season and have only won 8.
Oh.
34 games played, 8 wins.
Tigers.
No, the Tigers are excellent.
Oh.
That would be the Chicago White Sox and the Colorado Rockies. Both have 8 wins.
Wowzer. Do they play each other? Because that'd be a terrible game.
God. Interleague season play eventually. I think they will. I don't know. I know that the White Sox will play the A's in August, which would be after the A's have done their fire sale. It'll be in Oakland. It'll be during the week. Steve and I both predict that will be the lowest attendance for the season. Steve thinks he'll get less than 1,000 people at the game.
Wow, that's sad.
Right now, the A's have already set their own record, like 3,296 is their lowest crowd, 3,296.
So when there's that few people, that's like really hardly, basically no one's there. Do they really watch where you go and sit? Can you just go pick a good seat?
Yeah. You're going to hassle me?
Sit up front?
Right? What I want to know is, who are these jerks that are sitting in their seats in the second deck down in the left field corner with other people? Come on. Who is oldest? We gave her choices. She still took forever to choose one. George Lopez, Salma Hayek, or Mark Consuelos? She said George Lopez. He is 63. Salma Hayek's 57.
Wow.
Everybody know who Mark Consuelos is?
Oh, yeah. He's married to, oh, my gosh. She's on the Kelly. No.
Kelly Ripa.
Kelly Ripa. Yep, that's it.
He's 53. What is the capital city of Delaware? She said a city, Omaha.
All right. Delaware. I
don't know. Omaha's Nebraska.
Yeah.
Delaware.
St. Denis? No.
Delaware.
St. Denito?
St. Denis. Like, I don't know why that name just popped in my head.
I mean, I rarely even hear about Delaware. I can't even, like, picture where it's at. I know it's on the East Coast.
Oh, God.
I don't know. It's very small.
The capital of Delaware is... Thank you for that wrap-up.
Do they have a big city?
Everything you know about
Delaware. Capitals are always big cities. But.
Dover is the capital.
There we go. I've heard of Dover.
Home of Ben.
In Spanish, what does the word baño mean? She said bathroom. On the periodic table, what does HG stand for? She said hydrogen. Nope.
Home and garden.
Home and garden.
What? No.
No?
No, not hold my groinin?
No, home and garden.
Oh, home and garden. I thought you said hold my groinin. That's, neither of those are correct.
Mercury.
Yeah, you Googled that.
I did.
The only metal, at least he's admitting it now, the only metal that is liquid at room temperature is, of course, mercury. The HG derives from the Latin name for the element, which literally means liquid silver. It's hydargyrum. That's why it's HG, hydargyrum.
Yes, of course.
In the end, she got 1, 2, 3 right.
Oh, that's Trace.
Trace out of Sace. Crossbreeding of the languages there. 3 more chances for you to win the George Lopez tickets tomorrow morning at 7, 8, 9 a.m.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.